Harry Bosch lives within these ambiguities. His world cannot be defined nor understood without a feeling for the pressure under which the police operate and the frustration endemic in the job. Understanding that helps explain the cop's instinct to close ranks and protect one's own. But cops are also part of a fiercely self-devouring bureaucracy. Think back to Connolly's original description of working at the Los Angeles Times. He has said that the newsroom was more like a family with a strict sense of hierarchy than his Florida paper, where the staff were of a similar age and socialized outside the office. This is the big leagues. So too with the LAPD, arguably America's most visible police department. Some of the most satisfying scenes in the Bosch canon involve his clashes with authority, from Harvey 98 pounds to the Bureau of Homeland Security. Bosch has no time for careerists and turf fighters. He's too busy trying to keep his integrity as he watches the dividing line between those who keep the rules and those who break them, between order and chaos, disappear. This is what Bosch goes home to. This is why he sits in dark rooms and tries to smooth it over with jazz. The crime writers I most admire are the ones who do something different with the form. Hammett's accounting of people's lies, evasions, and self-serving testimonies, with no stylistic value judgment coming between the character and the reader. Chandler's symphonies of simile. Marlowe's ability to crack wise in ways that don't occur to real people until the next day. Donald Westlake crafting Richard Stark's bare-clipped prose, which matches Parker's bare-clipped view of the world. George Higgins's ability to narrate through dialogue, where his character's storytelling ability tells you more about them than any description could. James Ellroy's riffing and agonizing alliterative arsenal. On the surface, Connolly breaks no new ground. He writes well and cleanly, but look carefully and you'll see how it goes beyond clean. His prose style is, in fact, an outgrowth of his reporting, hard-boiled without being cynical. In the 1930s, many people compared Hammett to Hemingway, often suggesting Hammett was there first with hard-boiled prose. This was unfair to Hemingway, because In Our Time is crafted with a bare purity that has rarely been matched. Hemingway attributed that purity to learning cable ease, the pared-down prose necessary to save on the cost of wiring his reporting back to the paper at home. But neither writer has the raw, hard-boiled quality of Paul Kane's Fast One or Raoul Whitfield's Green Ice. Look elsewhere in Hemingway or at some of Hammett, and you'll find prose crafted in an almost romantic manner, because they refuse to submit completely to cynicism. They've seen too much of reality for that.